Outside the Glory Hall homeless shelter in downtown Juneau, cruise ship passengers shop for souvenirs along South Franklin Street. Inside, 30 patrons quietly line up for breakfast. On the menu this morning are scrambled eggs and pancakes with a homemade berry glaze. There's no money for syrup.
Our shopping list has shrunk because of this, so it's just stuff.
That's Marty Fred, facility coordinator and head chef. He's learned how to get creative with meal planning over the years, using wild game and fish he harvests himself or food donated to the shelter. He also uses produce from a rooftop garden maintained by staff and patrons. But thrifty solutions can't make up for the fact that the Glory Hall relies on state funding to provide services like meals and beds for up to 40 people. The most recent cuts mean the shelter will have to reduce its hours. The building will close from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., likely starting next month. That means no breakfast and no lunch.
I mean, I can take loss of hours, but loss of food and the ability to provide for a lot of the people here is just going to be devastating.
Peter Church is eating breakfast at the Glory Hall. This is his first time being homeless. He says the reduced hours will impact nearby businesses because people like him won't have anywhere else to go during the day when the Glory Hall is closed.
There's times where I don't get up to go eat, you know, and I have no place to stay, so I wander around town. You know, I try to stay out of downtown area to, you know, keep the shops, the business owners, you know, happy.
Church relies on occasional meals at the shelter to supplement food stamps.
I guess it's time to go and start putting up some fish and smoking fish. You know, that's the only thing I can do.
The Glory Hall is looking into ways to bring in additional revenue. For years, it's flirted with the idea of moving to a new location. The board of directors is trying to raise $300,000 by September 1st for a down payment on a new property in the Mendenhall Valley. The goal would be to build a new shelter there with better facilities and then either rent or sell the building on Franklin Street. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.